Welcome to Bree Outside, yoga, running, and fitness. This is Coach Brianna, and today we're talking about how runners can benefit from yoga. So I've heard other running coaches say yoga isn't running specific because it doesn't mimic running, and thus it might not be worth an athlete's time for cross training. However, just like any strength training or mobility training program, a yoga practice can be created to enhance specific areas of an athlete's fitness. So it's true. Not all asanas or postures might benefit runners, but we can say the same thing for any strength training exercise. So the key is to identify what areas does a runner need to strengthen and what areas need to be lengthened. And that's going to be different for everybody. So there's three ways yoga can benefit runners. Number one, strength. Yoga's physical side consists of moving the body through a series of asanas, static postures, with breath. So these positions engage and target specific muscle groups and challenge the entire body. While most people who haven't done a lot of yoga might think it's only stretching, holding and moving through postures can actually build strength in key muscle groups needed for good running form. So it's not just stretching, especially for us runners who tend to not do our upper body strength training as often as we work on our legs and maybe our core. Some of the poses can be quite challenging. So you will also find strength training exercises like planks or squats in a yoga practice, though they look different. They're going to be called something different. Plank is called the same, but squat, it's not exactly the same, but chair pose, pretty much the same as a squat. So anyway, you're going to find those things that you would do in a strength training program for your running practice, you're going to find some of those same positions or similar positions or other positions that work key muscles. You're going to find those in a yoga practice. And so instead of doing multiple reps in a row, depending on what type of class you're taking or what type of practice, some of the postures will be repeated multiple times in a pattern. And others will be held for several minutes or breaths only once. So runners can work with a private yoga teacher or on their own to identify key asanas or postures to help them build strength in areas that are imbalanced and create a personalized sequence for better performance. So yoga is super personal in that regard too. So you can personalize your practice to build strength in the areas that you need help building strength in. And then number two, mobility. This is probably what you most think of when you think about yoga. And it's, you know, the most obvious benefit to including yoga in a running program is increased mobility. And so yoga can help loosen overly tight hips, IT bands, and hamstrings that if you left them tight, it's going to lead to painful running and possibly injury. So while you might see Instagram yogis just casually resting in the splits or doing a crazy back bend, that level of flexibility doesn't need to be your goal. So runners can just focus on the asanas that will meet their personal needs and benefit their running journey. So you don't need to already be super flexible to start a yoga practice, and becoming super flexible doesn't have to be your end goal, right? The goal, you have to make it running specific by doing the postures that are going to stretch the muscles that you need stretched. So last, yoga can benefit runners through the mind. So runners have various methods of pushing through pain and boredom to run for long distances or intense speeds. A common method for distance runners is distraction and moving the mind away from the moment. Yoga is the opposite. Okay, during a yoga practice, the goal is to stay in the present moment and focus on one's breath and the inner self. So you can't do that if your mind is wandering, like to your to-do list, or if you're just straight up on another planet, fantasizing about could-bes, would-bes, maybe thinking about that novel that you're writing or gonna write someday. A regular yoga practice can help you increase your mental stamina and stay present and aware of your body and your surroundings during your run, because you'll practice doing that on your mat. Like I said in the strength portion, yoga is not just easy resting and a stretch, right? Like, it's hard sometimes to hold these positions, and it takes a lot of focus, just like how running is hard sometimes, especially if you're going really fast or going for a long time. So you can practice staying present on the mat. Now, I'm not saying that yoga is going to replace all of your strength training. I'm not saying that. But a regular practice 2 or 3 times a week, it can help keep things interesting. And again, you can get the benefits of strength, mobility, and working on your mind, your mental game. So there's many kinds of yoga classes. I personally think it would be best for runners to work with a private yoga teacher on a practice specific to you or your needs, or to take a class that has runners or athletes in mind. There are yoga for athletes and yoga for runners classes. And I'm not just saying that because I teach yoga for runners classes and offer private classes, but there's other studios out there that offer those programs. And then there's also plenty of other teachers out there that teach private classes. So definitely those are options. There's also lots of books. I have several books. So if you would like more information about those, I can definitely recommend some. Reach out to me on social media. I'm at Bree Outside on Twitter, at Bree Outside on Instagram, Facebook. Just go to www.breeoutside.com. You can also drop into one of my Yoga for Runners classes there, because I'm teaching online right now. If you want to see the references for this blog post / podcast episode, go to breeoutside.com, and they are in the blog post at the end. So I don't pull crap out of my, I don't want to swear, but you know what I mean. Like, I'm not making this stuff up. I do a lot of research and reading about these topics. Anyway, thanks for tuning in to Bree Outside Yoga, Running, and Fitness. Please like this podcast, rate it, subscribe, whatever platform you're listening on allows you to do to show that you like the show. I'm thinking for the next couple episodes, I think what I want to do, I'm not making any promises, but I thought it would be really fun to tell some stories on here. Like, I'm trying to think of like running stories. So either things that have happened on the run, interesting things that I might have seen on the run, or maybe just race experiences. So I'm thinking that's what's coming next week, and probably for a couple weeks, or maybe just mixed in. So there's something to look forward to if that sounds interesting to you. Otherwise, I hope you tune in next Monday. Thank you.